Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The number of Colorado patients hospitalized with respiratory virus, RSV, dropped last week from a seasonal high the week before. CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
There are now nearly 280 people, mostly children, hospitalized with RSV. That's a drop of about 60 from the high for the winter of nearly 350. But other metrics show plenty of RSV and flu still spreading. The rate of tests coming back positive for both are in the double digits, and most utilities monitoring for them show the two viruses being detected in wastewater. COVID-19 has stayed in check the whole winter, with a peak of about 140 hospitalizations, far below the number seen a few years ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Lawmakers rejected a proposal to reduce the number of evaluations veteran teachers get from annually to every 3 years. CPR's Jenny Brendine.
Superintendents argued the change would alleviate administrator burdens on principals and allow them to focus on struggling staff. High school teacher Steve Lash.
Every hour an administrator or effective educator spends on evaluation paperwork is an hour they're not spending planning high-quality instruction or resolving a genuine classroom concern.
The committee voted 10-3 against the bill. Opponents worry about a potential loss of data for marginalized groups. Some lawmakers said the evaluation is flawed, but moving away from annual reviews was not the right solution. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.